guys, we're back, and we have a guest today. This is Isaiah Harris. Isaiah, do you want to introduce yourself? Hang on. We're not getting your audio. Yep, as always. Maybe that's it. Can you give us a, can you talk for us?
Yeah, can you hear
there
me?
There we go. Now you're here. Now you're here. Ooh, perfect. Love Streamlabs.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Turn you up a little bit.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hi, everybody. My name is Isaiah Harris. I just wanted to say thank you for having me, and I'm really excited to be on here to also learn probably what I caught on camera. I come from Casper, Wyoming. I'm a digital content creator for TikTok, and I do Instagram and other platforms as well. So, yeah, that's kind of what I do as a job full time right now. I moved to Texas just recently, so I'm not even in Casper anymore. So,
yeah, nice. I mean, all right. Well, so are you a paranormal TikToker? Like, what do you do? What's your content like?
No, actually, that's just it too. Is that like I've always kind of liked the paranormal stuff. I've always watched Nuke 5 since I was younger and in my teens and stuff too. Which when I was on his channel was kind of crazy. But as far as like the content that I create, it's typically not paranormal. I did YouTube a while ago.
Sure.
And when I did YouTube, I really like loved like the exploration videos, the scary videos, all that stuff. That was kind of like what I tried to do. But now my TikTok, which is my main platform that I do content on, is strictly just like my music and like comedy and like skits and stuff like that too. So yeah, that's pretty much all I kind of go for anymore. But,
yeah. So I think that's an important bit of information here is that you're not a paranormal TikToker. Your account is not mainly about you encountering stuff. You know,
yeah,
so
not at all.
Yeah, we come across and for those of you who were on that Twitch stream where I actually came across Isaiah's video, that was kind of one of my first questions was like, all right, is this person a paranormal TikToker? A lot of those videos that we come across are very obviously people, you know, doing found footage or something like that. And that's fine. There's no shame in that. If you're doing it for entertainment.
Oh no! And making it clear that you're not trying to like pass
that
it off as being real.
That you're not trying to pass this off as this is a real thing. Like no. So I looked at that and I was like, all right. So this guy doesn't. He's not a paranormal TikToker. He's not as far as I can tell, trying to make it big off of this specific thing. And that's why I reached out to you, and we had a little miscommunication at first in terms of getting you on the show, which is fine. You know, it happens. Maybe not move that closer. I don't know. I wanted to try and turn the volume up on this guy a little bit.
You're good. I mean, as long as it's in the yellow, you're fine.
Yeah, I know. you know how I am. Is that quieter or louder? I have no idea.
That was a little louder.
Okay, is that? Yeah. There we go. Cool. Hopefully that works. I hate doing good sound design. Oh, it's peaking up. Yeah. It's peaking now. It's fine. Okay, there we go. Good. I'm happy.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah, so we found all that. What I found most interesting about the video, and probably my first question when I saw it, and I'm going to pull it up in a second, is like, why were you guys filming? Like, what were you doing? Were you just up there hanging out? Like, you're from Casper, right?
Yeah, born and raised. I've always lived there. And it's actually, there's a lot of hiking trails up there as well. And honestly, like, it's not, like, we've been up there thousands and thousands of times. Like, it's something that we're used to. Like, I know every single trail up there. I know where to go. And so it's like, for us, going there at night is like something that's like not normal. We're just trying to kind of be thrill seekers, I guess. And yeah, we were actually filming a lot of stuff that night. Like, we had filmed, Bigfoot calls on the trees and all that stuff. We even like were filming each other like drinking out of the stream that's up there. There's a waterfall and everything right there too. So, I mean, like I've always got my camera out. Like content is always something that I'm trying to create and like 24/7. So like, yeah, when we were up there, it was more so just to like thrill seek, just doing something that we usually don't do. And you don't get to go up there at night. It is creepy, and that's why we're like you know, let's try it. Let's see if we die tonight or not.
So the thrills you were seeking weren't along the lines of, like, you know, Native American spirit monsters, but rather, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, maybe like a deer or like some animal up there or something, which is kind of like, I guess, like how I feel about the whole situation, like of the creature or whatever, mm-hmm. too. Like, I'm not even sure, like, what it really may be, like, at this point. Like, I've heard mm-hmm. Wendigo, I've heard Rake, I've heard, like, Skinwalker, stuff like that. Yeah. But honestly, yeah, I mean, it was more so just, like, to go up there at night and, like, I don't know, just see what we could find. That's always kind of the point of any of that.
And so we have a map pulled up real quick, and I'm just curious. Can you give us, like, a relatively specific, you know, location as to where you were, just to give us a little more context of, you know, trying to apply the whole picture to the scenario?
Yeah, so it was literally, like, directly at the bottom of, like, the trails, like, right where you walk in, and actually it's right towards the entrance, which is what even shocked me more, is because, like, it was right there next to, like, the parking spaces mm-hmm. and everything else. Like, it wasn't even up into the mountain. It was, like, right there at the base. So, yeah, it was kind of close to the first parking spot, and then you walk up just a little bit, and there's, like, this big open tunnel bridge thing right mm-hmm. there at the base of it, and that's where we've seen whatever it was.
Yeah. So I have this pulled up. It should be fine to pull up now, but perfect. So I'm going to play this for the audience so they can see what we're talking about here.
Me and my cousin took a hike in the middle of the night.
That means that we're close.
And what we found was the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed.
Dude.
Just wait.
Did you hear that? You didn't hear that. There's something under there. Bro. Dude, please don't go down there.
I love the dude. Please don't go down there.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, hold on. Let me go first. Yeah, I've had tons of people tell me that that was like the white boy move. Only white guys do that.
Me and my cousin took a hike.
So, at the very, very end of the video, let's get back into here. It's very difficult to see.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do is, you want to pull up Casper Mountain Crawler and see if you can find a clear picture of it. You can send it to me and I can pull it up over here. But yeah, so, you know, watching that, my first thought was this would be the absolute easiest thing in the world to fake. Like, you could easily have just had one of your buddies dress up in, you know, a costume, wear a loincloth, and hide in that tunnel. What I think made me pause and not immediately assume that it was a hoax was, A, it didn't, looking through your account, it would have been really out of character. On top of that, the sound is not like a normal sound a person can typically make. Like, it wasn't like a normal scream. That was a very odd sound.
Very loud too when we were there. Like, in person, it's a lot louder than it was like on the camera. That's part of the part that freaked me out more.
Yeah, I can imagine. And, you know, looking at it, how tall is that pipe, I guess, is like one of the first things I was wondering, is how big is that pipe?
So I'm 6'2", and mm-hmm. it goes like right over my head, mm-hmm. like right about here. So I would say it's probably like anywhere from like 6'5" to 7 foot tall.
Can you just click on the, okay. You'll freak out when you see this monster on Casper Mountain. That's what I'm going to search. Let me pull it off the screen really quick so I can search it. But yeah, so you're about 6'2". So did it look to you, looking at it in the pipe, were you looking at, like, you know, did it look like it was the height of the pipe itself? Did it look like it was smaller? Was it hard to tell because of how far back it was?
So the thing is that, like, when I was recording, I was recording on Snapchat, and I only had gotten the glimpse of it through my camera. And mm-hmm. as soon as I stopped recording, the flash went off. And so I was like, I only got like a very, 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 very quick glimpse of it with my own eyes. And as far as I could tell, and as far as when I look back at the footage and everything, I would say it was probably like a foot and a half shorter than the pipe or so. because, like, again, I'm 6'2", and my head was, like, touching pretty much the top of it. So I'd say it was just over 6 foot or so. But as far as I see, that thing had a good, like, I don't know, foot.
Right.
So what happened after you finished recording that? Because obviously the clip ends, like, right, you see it right at the end there. What happened after that?
Okay, so, yeah, as soon as, like, that happened, I was like, run, and I told him to run. I ended up booking it up that hill. It's literally just rocks, so we were sliding up the hill. He's freaking the fuck out. And I remember I got up into the truck with him. We ended up – because the parking space, again, was, like, right there, and he was parked there, thank God. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting in the truck, and then he ended up, like, pulling out and everything. I didn't see it following me. I didn't hear it after that. Honestly, it was just, like, so quick that I don't know. But after that, I remember I was, like, freaking out so much. I ended up opening the door and, like, literally vomiting after that. And he was like, what do we do? Like, and I was all like, I got to, like, post this. I got to do something. He's all like, no, don't post that. Like, you're just going to get, like, people saying it's fake and everything. I was like, no, like, it's not. Like, and then, like, I, of course, you guys saying, you know, everything you've said, how it, like, looks set up, the fact that it, like, cut off so much. It, like, I started to realize how fake it did look. But, you know, being there in person, like, it's so much different. But I don't know.
It's a very, like, it's a weird thing to look at, I think, is the, and I think because you get such a brief glimpse of it, it's easy to think that it wouldn't be real. But what stuck out to me was the immediacy of the fact that you just stopped filming. That it didn't keep up, you didn't freeze, there was no, like, horror movie tropes there. It was just boom, it's there, you immediately freak out.
And the fact you were recording on Snapchat makes a lot of sense, because you probably, when you bolted, your finger came right off of the screen, and that's, I mean, it makes sense that that's why it stopped the recording.
And we can sit here as people who have been doing stuff like this in silliness for a while. In high school, we had a Snapchat story. This was back when Snapchat told you how long your story was. It was 2,360 seconds or something.
It was 2,800.
It was a 33-minute Snapchat story.
It was ridiculous. We, for no reason, for literally, we were in his basement.
We weren't doing it. This was, almost 10 years ago.
At least. We were eating Domino's and just literally hanging around, and we were like, we're going to be goofballs and just keep recording it and putting it on. Was it my story or yours?
Well, I think it was my story.
Yeah, because I remember there's a screenshot that you took, and the caption just says, like, what have we done? Yeah. And it's like 2,300 at that point.
It's insane. So the reason I say that, the reason I tell that little story, is to say that, you know, it's not, that's not a cop out answer of, oh, well, I was recording it on Snapchat, for the people who were skeptical in the audience. Like, no, that's, we used to do the same kind of thing ages ago. And not even necessarily about, you know, paranormal stuff. It would just be us, you know, hanging out in my basement, going to CVS, like, doing whatever. So, you know, that's, there were a lot of comments that I saw that were like, well, why were you filming at this moment? Like, you know, the people film, people do that. People just go around making videos for fun. I think it's kind of a lost art of just, you know, taking a camcorder with you and seeing what you find.
People forget that Vine was literally people just, like, recording random things that were happening, and by chance half the time it was just something happened to be funny. It was rarely ever actually produced, and then it became produced, and then producing content like that became TikTok, and that's where, you know, this whole genre of content creation began to form. But I remember back in YouTube, like, early days, like 2007 to 2012, where, like, you got chastised if you quote-unquote sold out. Like, you would not have people watch you if they thought you were making money from your content, because they wanted to believe it was just a hobby, it was just for fun, and you were just being genuine. And now it's an entire industry where people actually make their main income is from it. So it's just amazing to see the change in the culture around that. But this is a prime example of kind of that old school thinking of, like, no, it's just two friends hanging out, just messing around.
Yeah, if you ever actually got in contact with my cousin, he would even tell you how annoyed he was that I would always have my camera. he's very like redneck. He likes to live his life. He hates being on social media and everything too. And so, like, every time I'd have my camera out, he'd yell at me for it. So, like,
I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. So, you know, to get a little deeper into everything that happened, the follow up video, Nukes posted that as well, if I remember correctly, and he points out, like, something that he thinks he sees in the trees. when you go back and you rewatch that video, that follow-up, do you think that there's something there?
So that's the thing, too. I had several people comment on my video, and I actually replied with another video. Apparently, it wasn't what they were looking at. And I think that, like you said, like Nuke 5, Nuke's House 5 or whatever, seeing the same thing. And when I looked back at it, I started to, like, see what they were looking at. And I didn't think that that was anything, honestly, going through, like, every single frame in that video. It looked like it was just, like, a certain shape through the trees and the lighting that made it look like it might have been something else. But if you pause the frame at the exact point that you can see whatever was in the trees, it's just the lighting between the branches making it look that way. That one, I was like, no, like, I'm not even going to post that because that has, like, nothing. But then, like, there's, like, later that I thought that they were talking about where you kind of can see, like, something moving, like an orb or, like, something else through the trees. And that, I don't know, like, I've always been told that it's haunted up there. It could have been someone camping up there because there were several people camping. I have no idea. But
the orb thing is interesting.
Well, you do love the whole orb theory.
Well, I don't totally know. I don't know what it would be. That's the thing. There's a number. But so the reason I say that is because Skinwalker Ranch, they also talk about orbs. What do you remember what color it would have been?
It is, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Close enough. I mean, it's, you know, hop, skip, and jump.
But what color was the orb that you saw?
So I didn't see it with my own eyes. I just looked back on the camera, and as far as I could see, like, because, you know, with low lighting, it's really hard to see any color. Mm-hmm. But as far as I seen, it was just kind of like whitish gray. Like,
all right.
I don't know. Just a fuzz, like,
that,
moving.
That tracks. Yep. So I asked because with Skinwalker Ranch, there's a lot of reports of floating bluish white orbs. And then with the Sierra Camp tapes, which we have, that's our video for this coming week.
Coming Friday, yep.
In the Missing 411, the Hunted documentary, Ron Moorhead says that they saw orbs, that he and his wife saw these floating bluish white orbs in the woods. And they were talking about Bigfoot. But he thinks it's Bigfoot, and in Utah it's skinwalkers, and in Canada it's the Wendigo, and where you are it's the Casper Mountain crawler. And it's just weird, the blue orb thing that seems to be consistent.
It just, like, it sounds like a catalyst to your theory of the multidimensional elements, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that has something to do with the more I learn about this stuff, the more I'm like, there's some weird interdimensional bullshit going on here.
My father actually, he watches a lot of the Bigfoot documentaries. Bigfoot. He also watches, I don't know if you guys have seen Ghost Adventures and all that stuff. I used to watch, like, all of those shows with him. So I kind of understand what you're saying, but at the same time, like, I would never have put those two things together because, like, they were also a couple weeks apart when I filmed the first video, and then the second one where whatever was moving through the trees was caught as well. So, like, those are, like, a couple weeks apart, actually.
Right.
But
I haven't had a chance to look at it, but there's another video on YouTube that we saw. We didn't have a chance to watch it, but that's basically suggests, I think it was from your YouTube channel, that said that you guys, I guess, like, went into the pipe later?
Yeah.
What happened there?
That sounds like something I'd do and he wouldn't.
Yeah.
That sounds like something I'd do and he'd record. Anyway, go ahead.
Very correct.
Yeah, so we actually lived in a suburb area at that time. I think I was 17 years old, and there was a really big, like, manhole sewer thing that you were able to, like, walk in. For me, because I was so tall, I had to, like, crouch down and stuff. But me and my brother and his girlfriend at the time had gone in there, and this was after I had already been inside of it before, actually. I didn't film any of that. I went in with my niece and nephew one time, and my dad, when he saw the video, he also told me not to because it can have poisonous gases or whatever. But when we went in there, as far as I can remember, it's been a long time since I've even, like, seen that video. But as far as I can remember, I remember, like, hearing a lot of sounds. And we also, when we were looking down, like, this one smaller pipe that was protruding out of the side of the wall, we ended up hearing, like, like what I think was a baby or, like, a cat or something. It was a very high pitched, like, sound. Like, I don't know how to describe it. And we all heard it at the same time. And I was like, okay, we're getting out of here.
But how deep in were you guys?
Hmm?
How deep in were you guys?
Oh, at least a good, like, couple hundred feet, maybe.
So that thing goes, like, it's
It goes under the entire like suburb area. Like it's a full
gotcha.
Yeah, it's a full like sewer, pretty much.
I mean, it tracks. That's
so
sure.
Yeah. On the one hand, it very well could have been a cat. On the other hand, the number of times that the sound of babies crying gets mentioned in stories like this,
yep.
Is actually insane.
Well, even just the because this is the same culvert from the video that we pulled up earlier, correct? So, like, just the fact that he's saying that it's a large culvert that goes under the entire suburban area yep. tracks.
Is it one pipe or does it branch off?
I imagine it branches.
So, at the beginning, it's as far as we got, because we didn't go, like, extremely deep. Mm-hmm. We just went in, like, as far as we could before we all kind of got tired. And when we heard that sound, but it was just one shot for the most part, as far as we knew. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple openings that actually went straight up to the street, like an actual like manhole,
gotcha.
And stuff where we could actually stand up and everything. But it never actually branched off besides those smaller pipes, which I could probably like fit my entire head in mm-hmm. and stuff. So that was the only parts that would branch off. And also on the other side of those pipes, you've seen another open space. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure like how, like, if there was any other like walking spaces that you can get over there or whatever, but as far as we walked, it was just one single shot, and you had to like crawl down a ladder and like go under the like a whole bunch of different like walls and like cement stuff just to even get down there. So
yeah, it's also chat, I don't think they're talking about that Isaiah, I think they're talking about this Isaiah.
Yeah.
Your YouTube channel is what? Isaiah,
Isaiah Harris.
Isaiah Harris. So we'll link it in the description after the video. I'll go grab it. I forgot yeah. to add that in.
I mean, at the very least, this sounds like a place on the list of places we should be visiting. Oh, yeah,
definitely on the list. But to be clear, so you guys, this was like at the, this is suburbs. This is, I mean, obviously Casper is very close to a mountain, but yeah. we're talking like suburbs here, you know? Not out deep in the wilderness. And this was, when? What year was this?
That this I think 2018, I believe.
Gotcha. So,
and also like Casper itself, like the whole state of Wyoming is smaller than most cities.
Yeah.
In population and stuff, and so our city alone, which is the second largest city in all of Wyoming, only has about 55,000 people. That's it. So it's
that's so small.
A suburb is like a couple blocks, and yeah. you have open fields. You have more like prairie and land out there right next to your
gotcha.
Suburb. but yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically just like, you know, lower density housing around the center.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Gotcha.
That's insane. I'm pretty sure that's like smaller than Allentown.
Oh my god. No, like
I mean we're from about 40 minutes outside of Philadelphia. So hearing second largest city and 55,000 people is just funny to hear.
Yeah,
we're an oversized town, is what we are.
Yeah, where I went to college, the student population was 50,000.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. We've had our entire city.
Yeah, I went to Penn State, so it was okay. Yeah, very big state school. Yeah. But yeah, it's just it's crazy the changes in density as you go across all the states.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think Wyoming might be the least populated. By area.
It's one of the lowest population density after like Alaska.
Yeah.
I think it even has less population than Alaska itself.
Yeah, probably. I would not be shocked.
No, nor would I.
So the, you know, obviously as far as the actual encounter with the thing goes, that was really quick. You said it didn't chase you. It was just you peeked into a sewage drain, it screamed, yeah. and you ran away.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't remember hearing anything after that, mm-hmm. but the thing is that, like, after, like, I stopped recording, the flash also went off, so it was very dark.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember trying to crawl up this, like, because, like, to get down there, there's a pretty much a huge wall. I don't know, like, you could see my cousin kind of going down there and stuff. But it's very slippery, a lot of rocks, a lot of dirt that falls and everything, too. And so when I was, like, basically scraping my way up there, I was going so fast, I was, like, tripping. I couldn't see anything except the light that was like down the trail a little bit and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure like if it was coming or if it ran away or like what, because it was just mm-hmm. very dark. But I do remember just like pretty much fighting for my life to get up that dang hill. Like,
What was the sound? You kind of barely hear it in the video. I feel like it was probably louder for you. What is that you know, sound it's making that clued you guys in that there was something down there? Like what did that sound like?
So like before we seen it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that's actually the reason why I pulled it, because we were just getting ready to leave. Mm-hmm. Again, we had filmed a whole bunch of other stuff and I was kind of happy with that. But like, again, we were going up there expecting to probably see like an animal, because it's also very, very common to see deers crossing, like antelopes, even bears are known to be up in the mountains and everything like that too. And so that's something that like we would like almost expect to see, especially at nighttime, because at night there's not a lot of people up there. The animals tend to come out around that time anyways. And so it was kind of something that like, oh, are we going to catch an animal? Because I hear something. And it was like a really, really like middle pitch, like growl. It wasn't very deep, it wasn't very high pitch. So I was like, it was confusing because like growing up in a place like that where there's a lot of wildlife, you almost like naturally learn the sounds of animals. Like a mountain lion.
I sent it to your email.
No, the video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Keep going. I'm just a little bit of directorial stuff here.
I got you.
I want to pull the video back up.
Yeah, okay.
So actually I have it in my Instagram. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, so it sounded, when I first heard it, I thought it sounded like a cat.
Yeah, I mean, like it sounded like a very large cat, to be honest. I mean, but like mountain lions are very common over there as right. well. And I have heard mountain lions, and those sound more like a creature than I think that creature did, to be honest.
Mountain lions sound terrifying.
They sound like old lady screaming.
Yeah, it's the number of times I've come across videos where somebody's like, you know, oh, it's a monster in the woods, and I'm like, I can see why you think that, but that is in fact a mountain lion.
Exactly. And I would have to say that the sound that it was making was very unfamiliar for both my cousin and I.
Me and my cousin took a hike in the middle of the night.
It was just very, very strange, and honestly, it was very unsettling the first time we heard it as well. But definitely was not expecting something on like two legs, like, you know.
I
can imagine really seeing anything in a dark culvert pipe is not going to be very comforting.
Not at all. So I'm gonna pull the video back up so people who are just tuning in now can see it, and also we can listen to the sound again. So
means that we're close.
And what we found was the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed.
Dude,
just wait.
Did you hear that? You didn't hear that. There's something under there. Bro.
It's really hard to hear.
Dude, please don't go down there. Oh my god.
There it is.
Dude, wait, hold on. Let me go. Oh my god. Oh my. Oh my gosh. Dude, hold on. Let me go first.
Me and my cousin took a...
So, I'm going to send the link to that in the chat. I can't. I'll attach the link to that in the description. If you look it up, though, I just had it pulled up. The TikTok, the title is... see, if you look up... if you look up "we're okay, but someone know what this is," that phrase, it should come up on TikTok, knowing how the algorithm works. I just thought I wanted to bring that up so people could hear it. To me, it really does sound like... At first, it sounds like maybe a large cat or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be a mountain lion or something along those lines. But obviously, the second sound is a little more unique.
Yeah, that's odd. First of all, very strange. Is it possible that that was a person? Like, based on what you saw when you were down there? Because obviously it's so grainy.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. Again, like, I'm very, like, 50-50 on, like, the whole creature thing. Mm-hmm. And then as far as a wendigo, as far as, like, the nature, as, like, I've seen a lot of your videos kind of describing a wendigo and everything, which is probably the most likely creature answer, I guess. Mm-hmm. just the nature of it was very odd as well. And so I could definitely see it being a person, but at the same time, it was so loud. They must have been like smoking for at least 75 years or something. if that was the case, because like I have no idea. Like it's I guess it's possible. The way it was standing also was just very, very unsettling.
Yeah.
But the sound alone just did not sound very human. And I wouldn't put it past somebody, especially the people that are out there in Casper. But at the same time, I just like it. It's not likely. That makes any sense, I guess.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I guess that's because one is like, you know.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Possible. This is just like somebody who's on crack. But
yeah.
Why? Like, yeah. It's what were you gonna say?
When did you say you originally recorded the video?
Sorry, what?
When did you say you originally recorded the video?
Like the date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it said 2018.
Oh, so that was the sewer video that I recorded in 2018. But this video, that was under the pipe and everything. I think it was actually back in 2021.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure though.
Got it. Do you remember what like season it was?
It was definitely summer, because if it was anything else, we have two seasons in Wyoming. It's usually construction season and winter. So
got it. Fair. So when did you post that TikTok?
I'm thinking it might have been 2022. But as far as I know, it was 2021. I posted it about a week after we recorded it. So
gotcha.
Okay.
So when you did you like show it around to your friends and be like, hey, what do you guys think? Or was this something you kind of kept to yourself for the time being before deciding to post it?
I was showing everybody, to be honest. I even asked my dad, because again, like, he was definitely into a whole bunch of stuff like that. He didn't have any answer. He said it might have been a Bigfoot, and I was like, no, that makes sense.
A little small to be a Bigfoot.
Well, considering you say you have a lot of Bigfoot stuff, maybe it's just wishful thinking on his part.
Yeah, but I mean, like, anybody who like scared easy or whatever, I tended not to show. But like, I definitely was trying to ask everybody. It was something that was just so weird and so like I've never experienced anything quite like that. And so I was trying to get anybody's opinion, honestly. And like, that's why with like your answer, what it could possibly be, I'm like curious to like learn a little bit more, because nobody's been able to give me an answer, I guess, really, of what it could have been.
Sure. So I mean, I'm happy to do the rundown on what a Wendigo is.
Might as well, especially for those in the audience that may not know exactly all the characteristics.
Sure. So as far as the Wendigo goes, it is a creature from Native American folklore, particularly the Algonquin tribes. That includes groups like the Ojibwa, who we talk about a lot. And that is typically the Algonquin range from the, you know, most of eastern Canada down into the Great Plains. There's a little contingent group often like the central United States, and then down, you know, to like Delaware.
Yep.
So, you know, mostly the eastern side of the continent. And they had a belief in it varies from tribe to tribe, because of course none of this was written down. So, you know, it was all oral tradition that was passed on. They have a belief in what is usually depicted as at least the Ojibwa version of it. We'll start with that, from Bejalais Johnson's description, that he describes it as a giant with a heart made of ice. And it is, or is that him that describes it as that? One of the descriptions was a giant with a heart made of ice. Might be mixing up my sources here. But his description is that it looks like that. It is gaunt with the appearance of death, emaciated. Its lips, if it has any, are tattered. Its nails are, you know, rotted and just disgusting. And that the way these things develop is that there's a couple of possible ways. One version of it is that you will be on a hunting trip, or, you know, your tribe ran out of food or something, and a person out of desperation kills and eats another human. And then they turn into this monster called the Wendigo that has to constantly eat human flesh, that is driven to cannibalism and all of that. Another version of it is that the Wendigo itself is a demonic entity that enters people who commit acts of cannibalism and forces them to then crave human flesh.
Wow.
Described as being superhuman hunters, you know, super fast, super strong, with the ability to mimic voices, and they live often in caves, old mine shafts, things like that. Now, whether you want to believe in all of that is entirely up to you, you know, the viewer. But it was a pretty widely held belief, I saw. Pretty widely held belief amongst a lot of Native American tribes. And there's kind of an archetype that a few different anthropologists have studied regarding these cannibal giants that are reported across the American continent. I used to think that Wendigos and Skinwalkers were kind of very similar, that I blame the internet for that, for all of these stories that just kind of used these terms and phrases to have something.
Yep.
They're very different. The Rake, which you mentioned earlier, is an internet creation from like 2004. Same with the Fleshgate, that those are both based on Wendigo and Skinwalker stories, but they changed some of the attributes. The Rake being kind of a combo of a Wendigo and a sleep paralysis demon. One of the things you'll most commonly see if you look up Wendigo is this creature with a deer skull and antlers and all of that. And that all comes from later European American stories that kind of co-opted the Wendigo. Like the movie Antlers drives me insane, because on the one hand it presents itself as, you know, being so pro Native American and, you know, we need to protect Native American culture and customs and, you know, their lands and all that, and then just completely ignores the actual folklore it's talking about. It drove me actually pretty nuts.
Yep.
But yeah, the key features of Wendigos are that they are cannibals, that they live in cold places, and that they avoid population centers. So that's the thing that's got me so interested, is that typically these things are off in the woods. And you found something right there in town. So that, you know, it's difficult to reconcile those two things. I guess if something's hungry enough.
Well, the only other thought that I had on that regard is that it was in these culverts that go under the town.
True.
Could it be potentially, and this is bringing into question the intellectual capabilities of a Wendigo, if we're, you know, going to hypothesize about that.
I mean, to be fair, some versions of the Wendigo really are just people who have fallen to cannibalism and are crazy.
And in that regard, I mean, culverts that go under all of a single town with manholes that pop up at random spots is a perfect way to go. And
it is a good way to get about.
Yeah, and to catch prey, if we're referring to it as a predator.
Does Casper have, like, any recent missing persons cases that you're aware of?
Honestly, no, like crime and stuff like that doesn't really happen there.
That's good.
As far as I know, I mean, we do have like a poster wall, at Walmart where it's right next to the drinking fountains, next to the bathrooms. And there's a whole list of people, that are missing. But as far as I know, like no new cases, nothing that's like been broadcasted on the news or anything like that, as far as I know. And also, to kind of reference like the whole sewer thing as well, that actually was like a video that happened way back on my YouTube. I thought that you guys were asking about. That's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother video. Yeah. But
all right, so that's recent. Aiden just pulled up some
somebody just went missing in Casper as of January 6, 2023. A 17-year-old by the name of Josiah James Decker.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you want to scroll down, are there more?
Yep. Cheyenne.
Just lander. Yeah, search for Casper.
Yeah.
No, it'll pull it up. I love when you do the Jamie job.
Yeah, you know, it's fun.
Right.
we got 15.
That's 2022. That's 2022. 2020. 2019. Are these all open missing persons cases?
Yeah, it seems.
So it seems like Casper has a lot of missing people recently.
Wow.
Like at least a couple
2013,
every year or two.
2013, 2004, all the way back to 1990.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It's bad interesting.
Yes, but interesting like
it's upsetting interesting, but interesting nonetheless.
Interesting in terms of interesting, we should look into that.
Interesting, we should look into that, absolutely.
There's a whole conspiracy happening in the town of Casper as well, in the city of Casper. So there was a very, very wealthy woman who she went missing. And it's like, we've known her face like growing up. Like I've known her face growing up because she was posted on every single gas station. She was posted on like every single store you would go into, like everywhere you would see her face saying, if you found her, there's like a $500,000 reward. And she was one of the people that I know have like gone missing in Casper. And again, we also have like a board sitting in Walmart of just like a list of missing people as well. And as far as I know, I don't really keep up with all like the missing people as much as I probably should. Especially now that I don't live there. But yeah, she honestly is one of the largest like missing people's cases that have gone on in Casper. And they're actually saying that the people who built most of Casper, who are the big Murrays is what their name were, actually probably killed her as well. So there's a lot of stuff that does happen in Casper, but that's all like past stuff too.
Sounds like something McMurray would do.
He's a piece of shit.
I don't know if you watch Letterkenny. there's a character named McMurray. So
as soon as you said McMurray, I was like, well,
he's just like, that's very interesting. Like on its own, just that story.
It's all very rich people, like you would probably see in like a movie. Because the McMurrays, they're actually almost billionaires. Most of the town. There's also like we have one roundabout in the entire city of Casper, and it's the McMurray roundabout. And we have highways built by them. We have streetlights built by them, like everything there. And so it's such a small town that people notice those kinds of things as well. Yeah. But they're definitely like on the wealthier side. And there's a huge conspiracy about the McMurrays basically killing her because she had a lot of things against them that would have gotten into a lot of trouble. So,
gotcha. Interesting. We might have to look that up.
That's cool. Apparently a lot of things worth researching about Casper, Wyoming, which is odd. I would not have expected that.
So I mean, it's at, I guess like aside from, you know, things like that, which is obviously interesting, but sounds more like a organized crime kind of conspiracy. Any like stuff that you heard from hunters, hikers, campers growing up about, you know, any sort of, you know, scary stuff in the woods other than, you know, the normal being tripped up by weird lights and sounds?
Yeah, absolutely not, honestly. I've never really heard anything from anybody before. I have heard, like, there's been a couple conspiracy people I have heard, but it's always been kind of just shrugged off, you know, like, you're just kind of crazy, whatever, like, whatever. But I've never had anybody, like, witness anything other than, like, your occasional, there's a bear witness on Casper Mountain, or beware of coyotes here, or whatever. Nothing out of the ordinary.
And you've never seen, you never saw anything like this again?
Yeah, no. Like, I never seen anything like that growing up. Never seen,
It's so weird. You know, obviously, you know, there's the possibility that it really was just somebody tweaking on some sort of drugs. That's
always an easy default to go back on.
And, you know, maybe there's a legitimate reason for there to be this many missing people in a town of 55,000, but...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 going back to 1990.
Yep.
We should check up. We should follow up on these and see if any of them were solved.
Yep.
And they just haven't been updated.
See, maybe I'm just, like, used to it because I grew up there. But, like, I wouldn't have thought anything of it because, like, it is normal to see a lot of missing people posted in the town of Casper because it is so small. Everybody kind of knows everybody, so.
But that's the thing is it's so small. There shouldn't be that many missing people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird to think about now. I haven't really thought about that much either. But as far as I know, I haven't known any recent missing cases at all of anybody.
Yeah, it's a terrifying list. Is that just my Wyoming in general that you're looking at?
Yeah, the whole page is Wyoming, but all the ones that I'm jumping between are Casper.
Gotcha. And it's a small enough town. Like, you know, I assume it's not... Where we live, you literally can drive from Philadelphia to... God, Pottstown? And just its constant suburbs?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, so, there's going to be some patches of farms and to give you an idea,
that's like, what, 20, 30 miles?
Yeah, at most.
Where you're just driving through just straight suburbia. It's just endless suburban sprawl. So I assume Casper's not like that, where I assume it's not like the next town actually is several miles away.
not just several miles. Usually, there's actually almost like a net of towns in Wyoming. And usually, you're driving through the middle of nothing, like wilderness, for at least 2 hours each way.
That's insane.
So there's nothing out there except just rolling hills, a lot of mountains, a lot of just terrain. And that's actually how the people like it, too. They don't like people coming into the state. They like it small. They like their space. They like going out into the wilderness and everything like that, too.
Sounds a lot like Montana.
Yeah. But Casper itself also, like, so Casper Mountain itself, where we see and everything, is very, 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 like, elongated. So it looks shorter than it actually is as well, just because of how far it stretches from east to west.
Yeah, he's got it pulled up on a map right now. It's a long boy.
Yeah, and then the city kind of just stretches along with it. So going from east to west across town usually takes about 30 minutes at the most.
Wow.
But then going from like north to south, I could walk that, honestly. Like it takes about 5 minutes drive.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's a very, very long city.
Yeah. It's weird to see like city boundaries that do what these ones do.
Oh yeah, where the boundaries are actual boundaries and they get like cut off. I mean, I'll bring up the satellites.
It's where we live. It's literally like Google just doesn't even know what to put there half the time.
Yep.
Our towns are more like neighborhoods,
basically.
If you ever have a chance to visit the East Coast, like check out suburban Philadelphia. Not because there's anything there necessarily, but it'll just be it's a weird experience.
I mean, Valley Forge is nice.
Valley Forge is nice. There's just a national park in the middle of suburban sprawl.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have lived in Florida for
That's probably more similar.
That was definitely a whole nother world for sure.
Yeah, that's probably more akin to what we've got here.
Yeah.
People are in the chat are asking if there are any national parks near Casper. Can you?
So Wyoming's actually known for its national parks. That's actually, I think they're the first state to have a national park.
Yellowstone is Wyoming, right?
Yeah, it's Wyoming and Montana.
Yeah, Yellowstone was the first one. I think it was 1871.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually older than the National Park Service.
Wow.
Yeah,
but because of its like very, very abnormal terrain, and just the ton of mountains and space and land that's out there, it actually is known for having so many national parks.
Yeah. It's a really cool like topography for a state. Like I definitely would want to come out there and check it out. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, if you want to, let me know and I could probably give you a tour or whatever.
It does say so there's campgrounds, there's Casper Mountain County Park.
Well, look up National Parks Wyoming.
Let's see.
Come on, man. Do a journalism. This is the difference between NYU Journalism School and Penn State History.
Yeah.
Oh.
Grand Teton is the other one.
Yeah, so that's one of the
We're quite familiar with Grand Teton for unfortunate reasons. I specifically am in close contact with Gabby Petito's family, and that's where she was found.
That's all the way in the northwest side of the state. I mean, this looks like the reason I was looking at the map was to see if there were any names, because usually darker shades of green like that are either state or national parks.
Yeah.
And it looks like they may be some state parks here, but a lot of it
could be state game lands.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like it's a lot of unincorporated land that, you know, is not being used for any other reason other than the ski area in the center of the mountain and then a couple of different campgrounds and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of people like to own tons of land out there too. A lot of farmers, a lot of ranchers, and a lot of people who are retiring their land.
I have a friend who I met through my buddy who went to Utah State, and his family's got a 30,000 acre cattle ranch. So I know what you mean. Yeah, it's a lot of land out there.
That sewer system, is there any chance that it runs down to the mountain?
Well, the one that I wouldn't say it does. Honestly, there are actually a couple tunnels in the mountain of Casper. One of them is actually meant for military purposes and is completely blocked off to the public. I've seen down it and it literally stretches as far as the eye can see.
Do you know what kind of military?
All I know is I've seen tanks going inside of there. They also hold a lot of missiles. It's a full-blown military facility.
I mean, that is where a lot of the nukes are, is out your way.
Yeah.
Look that up. See what you can find in terms of what the purpose of that base is.
Yeah, so it's actually a lot of people have conspiracies about that. There's so many conspiracies where I come from just because there's so much going on out there. But it's actually, they say that it's for, like, the dam there's a Alcova Dam out by the lake, which was right behind the mountain. Mm-hmm. But like just the distance from it and the way that it's positioned makes no sense. And then people have seen many different like military stuff going inside of it. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that it is also like fenced off and blocked off from the public. Like
that part doesn't surprise me all that much. I mean, my 4 month stint in the National Guard, basically every single installment that you went to, even if it was like a little just like barracks for that county, they were always fenced off, usually fenced off, especially the ones in like Philadelphia's armory was very secure. It's one of only four World War II installations constructed in Wyoming. Because, I mean, obviously this is extremely conspiratorial, but what I'm sitting here thinking is, like, are they doing genetic testing there? Are they, like, you know, is that, could you have found an escaped test subject of some sort?
Like, situation.
Yeah. Because to be honest, based on what I saw, it doesn't fit the folklore for the Wendigo that well. Based on the video alone. Now, of course, all the missing people, I want to check and see how many of them have been found, mm-hmm. and all of that. But it makes me, it makes me wonder what's going on there, and all that. But with a Wendigo, typically with folklore, to be very blunt about it, if you guys actually did encounter the Wendigo, as far as the Native Americans are concerned, you and I would not be having this conversation.
Yeah,
you would not have gotten out of there.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder about other possibilities, and we of course just spent 2 hours recording a video on the Sierra Camp tapes, which if you're familiar with those, if you're not familiar with those, they are a series of weird vocalizations that were recorded in the Sierra Nevada mountains in 1972, and they sound like speech.
I mean, it definitely sounds like animalistic communication to some level.
Let me see if I can pull this bad boy up really quick. If you want to, hate that I have to go.
So you said how many tunnels are supposedly in or around Casper?
So that one tunnel is on the backside of the mountain, kind of close to Alcova Lake.
Okay.
If you see the map as well, you can see that Alcova is kind of a little distance away from the mountain. But that tunnel kind of goes into the mountain. And then as far as we know, and it's kind of like there's been only a couple sightings
of
these, but like I've heard that there's two caves up in the mountain somewhere, but it's like they're not public. Nobody knows where they are. They say it might be on private land because like the majority, if not like 80% of the whole mountain is actually owned by private landowners. Mm-hmm. So we're not actually allowed to be on the land. But some people have, I guess, witnessed seeing like caves inside of the mountain.
Right.
Some of the private property that has been out there and stuff. And so it's a possibility that there could be a lot of like tunnels or systems underneath the mountain or in the mountain
that people just don't know about.
Yeah, but it's definitely not something that's like public, at least open to the public.
So I'm gonna pull this bad boy down. Isaiah, you probably won't be able to hear it, but unless I might be able to. Ooh, I bet I can do it that way. If I pull it up over here, then I should be able to. Let's see. Present screen. Screen two. Here we go. Damn, I'm good. All right.
There we go.
Let's see when it pops up. So you should be able to hear it. If you can't, let me know, but you should be able to. Can you hear it?
I don't hear anything.
Weird.
Now you're showing.
What?
You're showing Streamlabs.
What?
You're showing Streamlabs in there.
I am?
Yes. Look.
What's confusing me is we're not getting the sound. Like, that's what I'm confused by. because the sound is coming through for you and me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't coming through for the audience. Let me see. Maybe if we do it this way.
What if you were to send me the video and I could watch it on this side?
So that would work in terms of you being able to watch it.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me snag it. And I see what you were talking about. Okay. I'm going to pull this guy up because I think it's interesting. Let's see. Pop it over to you. Yeah, if you want to take a look at it. And let me figure out why we weren't getting any audio from it on here. It's coming through his side.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not off the speakers right now. Yeah, those are those Bigfoot bang like sounds that me and my cousin are trying to make. You know what? Oh my gosh. You know what's kind of freaky?
What?
About that one that just was made.
What?
Those sounds, I hear them all the time out camping. Like when we were out there, like the whoop sound. Those are sounds that I am familiar with, but I never thought that that was Sasquatch.
So I don't think it's Bigfoot either.
Yeah.
we're gonna go into detail as to what we think is going on there with the video that's coming out Friday, and then as well with next week's podcast. But what I was coming across is that the Coast Salish people, so that would be further west than you guys, that would be Washington and Oregon, and British Columbia, they believed in these things that they called the Sasquets. And those were not a Sasquatch as we think of it, this, you know, giant hairy ape, but rather in their language it meant hairy men or wild men. And what they believed in was a set of people, another tribe of either humans or near humans who lived up in the mountains in caves. And their version of these were, you know, abnormally large, like 6.5, 7.5 feet tall, very hairy, but still very humanoid. And the Sierra Camp tapes that you just listened to, which if you let them go a little bit longer, you actually get some sounds that are more like chattering, like,
and
like speech, but they're very low.
As well,
And the thing is, definitely watch it when we get off. But it's very weird to listen to. It sounds like speech. It sounds like communication, but not in any language that you would recognize.
Yeah.
And most importantly, there was an analysis done of the tapes, of the sounds, of all of that, that determined that not only was the tape almost certainly not doctored, like the evidence suggests it was not, much more, there's no evidence that it was, and the evidence suggests it wasn't. What they determined was that the lower register of sounds would have had to have been made by a person who was at least 7 feet tall.
Really?
Yeah. There's not a lot of 7 foot tall people in the world at all. There's even fewer of them miles into the wilderness. So the suggestion is, you know, maybe there's a divergent branch of humans that were living up there. Again, the stories that we were reading about were recorded in British Columbia about, it was 100 miles east of Vancouver. Deep into the woods. And this was in 1929 these were recorded. Now, would it be possible for those people to still be alive today? Maybe. Small population. They'd have to, you know... If there were enough of them in the early 1900s that people were regularly having encounters with them, which is what these stories from Canada suggest, then there would theoretically be still a population.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's over in Washington, but that's not the only place that you get stories about things like this. You get the Skookums, you get the Wendigo, you get all sorts of different stories of human-like things that live way out in the woods and live in abandoned mine shafts and live in cave systems and in tunnels through the mountains. And we'll go into more detail about that next week for those of you who are watching. But that's what I think when I see that is this looks like a a person, but it looks like a person that's not civilized. And not even, like, it looks wild, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to consider how the hell could a human being become wild, but...
I mean,
with enough factors, it's possible.
Well, and also, if you take into the perspective of, you know, it's a lot easier to be wild if you never weren't wild to begin with, in the sense of, like, if there are cultures of wild or feral people existing in the wilderness within Appalachia or even the Rocky Mountains that have been separate from the majority of society for generations, depending on, you know, could be one, could be several, it's a lot easier to comprehend that and individuals from that culture or society behaving in ways that are so drastically different than ours, much more so than somebody who, let's say, you know, the crack theory or whatever, it's even that you still, if you've been raised for at least the first portion of your life within normal human society, you're still going to hold on to a lot of those instincts, a lot of those elements of your personality, no matter how, you know, beyond the realm your mind is with whatever substances you're intaking.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting avenue to explore.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to talk about that a lot more next week, but I think now is the perfect time to head over to questions.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way that we handle this, for those who are new, we are going to take it till 8:30, and we will answer super chats first, and then if we have time at the end, we'll scroll through and look for interesting non-super chat questions. If you want to ensure your question gets answered, do it as a super chat. If you don't care, then just send it, and maybe we get to it. But Isaiah, if a question is directed at you, you cool to answer?
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. All right, awesome. Then we'll start with the super chats that already came in earlier, and then we'll move on to you got to go to channel content.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to monetization.
That monetization got it.
Earn, I guess.
Yes, I guess they changed it.
I hate that.
Naturally.
Supers. There we go.
Yep, cool.
But yeah, we'll start with the super chats we've already got, and then we will move on to any new ones that come in.
Be nice if we got a date.
Well, you can use the thumbnail.
Fair.
Come on. Cool. Come on.
Yeah, I rarely use it this way. Okay, the first one comes in from Series Explained, and it says, I'm actually catching one as it's being released for once. Yes, welcome. We're glad to have you. And then they said later on, I'm watching this while sitting on the floor sewing buttonholes in my 19th century.
That's from the last one, buddy.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. Casper Mountain Crawler. They're very small. Okay. Casper Mountain Crawler, you mean Stumpy. That was from Wild Alaska.
We did a video on the Yule Lads, who are Icelandic Christmas goblins.
Yeah.
And one of them is named Stumpy. So
yep.
that's what that was a reference to.
Rapid Cougar 3 is asking two questions. One is, can you do Australian folklore videos? And why don't skinwalkers become wendigos? Is it magic?
So two different cultural groups were the Algonquin versus the Dene. The Dene groups are originally from Canada, and then there was a migratory group that came south, and that's the Navajo and the Apache. But skinwalkers, it's a deliberate process. Cannibalism is not always necessarily involved. It is involved in a lot of the versions of the story, but skinwalkers... I can't get any confirmation that cannibalism is a inherent part of it. That said, typically murdering somebody close to you is, but not necessarily eating them. And then Wendigos are up, they're Algonquin, they're up in Canada and the East Coast, and that is a desperation issue. So it's kind of the act of eating somebody, killing and eating somebody for your own, like, survival seems to be the thing with the Wendigo, whereas with the skinwalkers, it's about getting supernatural powers. So it's just different motivations, different tribes, different belief systems. And I mean, if we're going with, you know, if we're suggesting that the Wendigo is a demonic entity, then, or a set of demonic entities, then it might make sense for them to end up in a specific area.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think a lot of people have this idea of demons based on, like, supernatural. And, you know, if we're going with the Judeo-Christian concept of demons, then they tend to attach themselves to specific tribes and groups so they can be worshipped.
Yep. Mr. Autobot, $390 for $5, says, hey guys, first time watching live. Are there any cryptids native to Nevada that you know of?
Nevada specifically? Not that I can think of. I mean, aliens seem to pop up there a lot. I can't think of anything Nevada specific off the top of my head, but I will look into it.
Would you consider that to be anywhere relevant near Skinwalker territory?
It's a little too far north for that. Let me see. It's Nevada cryptids. I might just, if I look it up, I might know of.
This one will only be semi-distracting. Spoon for $4.99 said, Dono Gold Dark Souls speedrun stream? Love y'all.
I hate the Dark Souls games.
Can you elaborate? Because you're about to anger a number of people.
I just don't enjoy the gameplay. Like, I've just never liked it. Well, like, I'm not saying they're bad games. I'm just saying I personally do not enjoy that style of game.
You don't like dodging?
No, I do not like a game that is based on dodging.
Yeah, that was my difficulty with enjoying The Witcher 3. It's just so much of the combat is just dodge, 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 dodge. And it's like, okay, all right, there's only so much. I've
never actually, like, played video games in my entire life.
Really?
I'm impressed. I mean, other than, like, the 1980s version of the Mario Bros. On the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm struggling to find anything specific to Nevada. But I will look into it for you.
Wild Alaskan said, Wyoming raised Alaska now. Yes, Wyoming is the least populated state in the Union, but Alaska has the lowest population density.
That sounds right.
So, yep. And then
Rapid Fever. And they got Portlock.
Yes.
And the Kush Tussie.
Yes. No, the Kush Taka, but...
Well, yeah. You know, I've been informed it's actually pronounced Kushtaka.
Well, there we go. Kushtaka.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Rapid Cougar again says, the Waffle House has found its new host.
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea what that means. I know there's that video of a woman, like, deflecting a chair that was thrown at her at Waffle House. As a northerner, I cannot for the life of me comprehend what Waffle House is. I've never been to one, and honestly, at this point, I'm scared to go.
You've never been to a Waffle House?
No, I've driven past them, but I've never stopped at one.
I was literally at one 2 weeks ago.
It seems like it's the Denny's of the South.
I mean,
pretty much.
Is it not?
I assumed.
And so we assume we shall.
You can just hit refresh instead of going.
I did that. It didn't work.
All right.
Let's see. And then the next one, Rapid Cougar said, for $5, I watched the Bigfoot vid, and what I got from it is Bigfoot is Lorax.
Yeah, that works for that version of Bigfoot. Yeah,
that fits.
In some versions of the Bigfoot story, Bigfoot is a like forest protector spirit instead of being a like terrestrial monster with physical form.
Yeah.
Why Alaskan for $9.99 said, my stumpy question was actually a reference to a folktale that starts on Casper Mountain but moves to the Black Hills of northeast Wyoming. But that's funny because it can relate to Iceland.
I assumed that we were going with Stumpy, but from Yule Lads, but I'll have to take a look at that one.
Fair. ADD Venture for $5 says, first time watching live, was there an exact location for suspect Dennis Martin footprints? I live close and might check it out come spring.
Oh, Eagle Creek. And
wasn't it Jasper Field, or what was the name of that field?
Spence Field. Spence Field is where he went missing. If I remember correctly, Eagle Creek was where they found the footprints.
Got it. That Dexy guy for $5 said, finally able to catch a stream again, but down to brass tacks. Wendigussy or Bussy? That's a you question, sir. This is not my territory.
I don't even know what the or Bussy would be.
Well, we know what it would be, but we don't know if it is.
What?
All we know is that we can ponder it.
This feels like I'm in philosophy class again, and I don't like it.
Just ponder the orb.
We don't know what it is, but we know what it could be, and that it can be pondered.
Yes,
I hate that.
Yeah, I'm over here completely clueless.
You and I are actually in the same boat here. I don't even know what the question really was.
And so it shall be.
Okay.
ROFL Chief Mick Joffle Chief. I'm sorry, that was a mouthful. Says,
what's the name?
Raffle Chief McJoffle Chief. Anyway, I have a completely off-topic question, but do you think the Byzantine Empire could have defeated 10,000 Wendigos?
Like the full might of the Byzantine Empire at its peak? Yeah, actually.
Are the history person, so.
Here's the thing about the Byzantines. Historically, the problem wasn't that they didn't have the men, the technology, or the money. It was that they simply did not have the will. Like, there was situation, I don't think it was Jerusalem, but there was a city that was captured from the Byzantines, and they went back with, like, 150,000 men, Greek fire, catapults, trebuchets, like, easily could have taken the city. And they were like, hey, can you guys just, like, swear allegiance to us and pay some taxes? And they were like, yeah. And the Byzantines were like, all right, that's good enough for us, and went home.
I mean, hey, if you can avoid a war...
Well, they didn't. They just got conquered very slowly.
Well...
Yeah. Other countries kind of ate pieces of them.
Yeah. Well, that's history.
I don't know. I mean, if one of your hands got, like, turned into somebody else's hand, would you be like, ah, yeah, can you just, like, say you're my hand?
I mean,
you'd probably want that hand to be yours, right?
I would be ideal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely.
But, you know.
History.
It'd probably be one of those it is what it is moments, but, you know. Anyway.
What are you going to do with a medieval studies degree?
This.
Precisely.
Rapid Cougar for 3 again said, Isaiah, he's calling you out saying you're looking rather confused at a lot of this, which I wouldn't blame you if you are.
I don't blame you.
Again, I don't follow up with the whole mythical creature thing as much as you guys do. I'm just like...
You're just a guy who saw something weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. We're just trying to put pieces together. Yeah. Pumpkin Bear from 199 said, did you see the form about the dog thing I saw?
No? Can you tag me?
Yes. Good call. Nick's Highlander for $5 said, any chances for a Raven Mocker videos?
We're going to have to look up what Raven Mocker is.
Yep. But once we look it up, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Kellen, the official data for $4.99 said, are we going to get another Thornberry Thursday? Also, Waffle House is only the people that eat on Wawa trash cans condensed, and it is delicious. That's horrifying, and yes.
What, you've never eaten off of a Wawa trash can? Well, you have clearly not reached the lowest point in your life.
Okay, now that you put it in that context, because I thought, like, the first instinct
not
I had...
Not out of Wawa.
No. My first instinct was slob squatting on top of a Wawa trash can, just eating something, just ferally.
Some sort of gremlin.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and yes, there will be more...
Isaiah's sitting here like, what the hell's a Wawa?
Yeah, really.
I know what a Wawa is.
Oh, really? He's been to Florida. They're a little further around than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, there won't be more.
What was that?
I said I did live in Florida.
Yeah.
Nope. Wawa was kind of my world at that time.
Wawa was glorious.
Wawa is fantastic. But yes, Kellen, there will be more. It's going to be on Deeper Lore Channel. It's going to be inconsistent, but it'll be happening. I'm procrastinating putting together that guitar because I know people said they wanted to see that video put together. I just am waiting for a good time to actually be able to paint it outside because it's freezing right now and the paint's not going to be happy. That's all. India Cordana Cardona for $5 said, found y'all through Wendigoon. Love all the content and can't wait for more weird Bible podcasts. Neither can we, but
Isaiah is very busy right now.
But do we want to acknowledge what we may be doing?
Let's wait until we have his agreement
definite on that. Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're friends with Isaiah. Actually, I won't say his last name. I don't know how public he is with that.
Yeah,
but Wendigoon.
Yeah,
the YouTuber.
Christine Pambino Bennett. I've recognized that name.
That's
from 1999. Said, "Hi, Aidens and Isaiah. Welcome to the Lore Lodge. Great show, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here."
And then we have, it jumped down. Elijah Hetrick for $5 said, Aiden, I live in Sarver, PA, and I have witnessed Skinwalker Ranch, etc. lights outside of my home and would love to discuss further.
Send us an email, and if you're on Patreon, send us a message over there, because I am better about answering those, because I feel like... If you're paying, I should probably answer you.
Rapid Cougar 3 said, I listen to your vids when I do overnight shifts, and it can get real creepy. What kind of overnight shifts are you doing where you're listening to us and thinking it's a good idea?
Dude, we have people who comment, and they're like, I listen to your videos while I go to sleep. And I'm like, that's a choice.
Yeah.
That's a decision.
Do you willingly enjoy having nightmares?
I think it's something about the tone of voice, maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd take it as a compliment.
Maybe. I mean, it might be.
That's what I assume.
All dragons are sluts for $10.
Smooth voice.
Yes. Are you becoming Morgan Freeman on me?
I can smell you.
Creeping around.
Oh, good.
But you can't say classic.
Oh, it's such a good video. All dragons are sluts for $10, says, so our D&D group just finished off a tribe of cursed skinwalkers and the Wendigo. Any suggestions on the next cryptid to tackle? Technically, Wendigo's not gone.
I mean, if you took out those guys, I don't know, maybe like a Jotnar?
Yeah. The Yule Lads, just for fun?
All of the Yule Lads?
All of the Yule Lads.
The Beast of Gavadin would be one.
I mean, Bigfoot, to be relevant.
True, the Skunk Ape.
Topical.
Skunk Ape would be entertaining.
Yes. Kushtika, just for fun? Just a little roll of
Isaiah, just to further disquiet you, the Kushtika is a Tlingit folklore bit that's up in Alaska, southeastern Alaska, and they are giant anthropomorphic otter people who cry like women or babies to lure you into bodies of water and then drag you under and drown you in repeated shreds.
That
yeah,
yep.
But people would definitely mistake mountain lions for that.
Fair.
Yeah. I will admit, you know, there was a running joke early on that anytime something sounded scary, it was a bobcat. The number of things I've had people be like, oh, it's a bobcat. And I'm like, okay, that's definitively not a bobcat. But
Yeah.
Yep. Elijah Hetrick for $5 said, also, what area would you recommend I start my search for the Skinwalker and what gear? First of all, we don't recommend it.
Exactly.
Don't be like me and go hiking in place or not.
So I plan on dying. How do you suggest I do it? What was the rest of it?
It was just and what gear?
I mean, if you're dead set on going hunting for a skinwalker,
which we do not recommend,
a blade coated in white ash, a bullet tipped with white ash, sage, cedar, silver, just to cover all the bases. Probably just about does it.
Keep a little silver on you at all
times.
But
no, the white ash coated weapons for, you know, obviously fighting, and the sage and cedar are wards.
Yep.
So.
Rep Cougar again. I might make a manga comic book about a fleshy boy type creature trying to join society. What are your thoughts? It would be in a few years, though.
If you did it with a flesh gate, that would actually be really interesting. Because their whole thing, obviously this is internet folklore, it's fiction. But their whole thing is that they insert themselves into situations and they screw with your memories so that you'll know something's off and you'll know somebody has been added to your group, but you can't tell which person it is because you remember all of them.
So that kind of like Rick and Morty, that one episode.
I think there's a Rick and Morty episode based on the Fleshgate. Basically what happens is you'll remember that you went camping with five people and you'll be sitting down at the fire. And there will be six people, and you're like, I don't know which of you doesn't belong here, but I know one of you doesn't, but you all have memories of that person.
Yep.
It's actually a really cool monster to play with in fiction.
Yep.
Yeah, very fun one.
Muddy Tires Club for $4.99 said, I will send you a quality mic if you promise to use it when not in studio like now. No hate, all love to your channel.
We actually have mic. Yeah, we have two of these that we're just working on getting set up. The new studio has been a work in progress, but yeah, we will soon.
One's going to be right here and he's going to have one. And,
you know, it'll actually, the sound quality will be much better. Also, is this on the proper setting?
Yeah,
it is.
We're good.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that is one thing too. While we still got, 587 people here, Isaiah, you want to plug anything you do? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, for, you know, any social media stuff, music, like...
Oh, yeah, sure. If you guys want to follow me on TikTok, I'm sure you've already posted that in the comments, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Same as my Instagram, Isaiah_Harris_333. And, yeah, I mean, there's nothing really else that I have as far as platforms other than Snapchat, but that's private, so...
Yeah, well, for the people who are, who weren't here at the very beginning, did you say you do music?
So, yeah, my TikTok is mainly music and kind of just like skits and comedy stuff as well. I'm working on doing music kind of like full term as well. And I'm starting to actually get into the fashion business with my boyfriend now. So got a lot of projects going on. But yeah, if you guys want to check out my music, it's all on my TikTok right now. And I actually have some of my music on YouTube as well, which that also, I think you guys tagged in all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Okay. We'll make sure all your handles and everything, YouTube, TikTok, all that are all in the description, all in the comments.
Perfect. Dan Little 2010 for $5 said, got through almost all of your Missing 411 content. What other channels do you recommend checking out?
I'm sure you've probably already seen Mr. Ballin. He's obviously one of the best there is. As well as that, there is Wendigoon, of course. They're not quite in the same vein, but Stakuyi for history content, Mini Minuteman for archaeology content. I'm trying to think who else we've spoken to who has YouTube that talks about the same kind of stuff.
Does Piper do any YouTube?
Not really. Saucy Dad. Nick Bosa, Saucy Dad. He would be a person to check out. He does like more ghost stuff.
Yep. Probably get him back on here too.
Yeah. If you go through our probably podcasts like 10 through 50,
yeah,
a lot of those have guests and a lot of those guests have YouTube channels. So it'll give you an idea of what they talk about, you know, who they are and what they do. And if you want to look through those are other people who we've had on and we like. So,
yep.
Yeah, and if I can think of other people, I will. But at the moment, I can't really think of anybody.
Ryan Whitcup for $2 said, I willingly enjoy nightmares, just never have them.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a sentence.
And Kellen Sutton for $5 follows up, I like watching in the middle of the night for some reason. Spooky stories are a great way to fall asleep. Are you okay?
I appreciate you, but I'm worried.
Yes. Pumpkin said, I did ping you again. I'm willing to talk further.
Gotcha. So, okay. Yeah, that's I will take a look at it.
Rep Cougar for $2 says, what's your thoughts on the Monkey King and Buddha? The first one I'm not familiar with. The second one I'm curious to hear his thoughts.
I'm going to have to look that up because I have no idea what's being talked about here.
Yeah, the Monkey King. I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
Monkey King. Familiar for some reason. I don't know why.
It does sound familiar. I'm going to look that up on my phone while you read stuff.
Yep. Ryan Wickup for $2 said, you guys kill it. The Boy in the Box video was amazing. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. hang on. Just scrolled up a second.
The Monkey King, the movie?
Interesting.
Oh, Chinese legendary mythical figure.
More content?
I'm going to have to look this up. I assume there's a connection to Buddha of some sort.
Probably. Bobcat for $5 said, if you hear something weird in the woods and it isn't me, just run.
Valid. Also, if it's a bobcat, also don't stay or don't stick around. Like, yeah, bobcats are not something you want to be you want to run into. you might think, ooh, kitty. No.
Gorilla Claymation 1483 said, you should check out the Old House Woods in Matthews County, Virginia.
The Old House Woods?
Old House Woods.
That'd go on the list.
Sounds good. Rock Kubrick said Morty's uncle. From the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan Little 2010 said, why the offset seat angle during your solo videos? He just likes that.
Yeah, I don't know. My left side's better than my right side. You know? My ears stick out a little bit. Like, I don't know. It's just... I don't know.
Hey, we gotta get
Also, how would you guys feel if all of the videos were just... me talking to you like this for 20 minutes to an hour. You like, this would be weird.
You
like,
know what that makes me think of? What? It makes me think of the little bit from Inside where Bo Burnham's pretending to be a content creator and he's got the knife in his hand. And he's just like, thank you guys so much for watching. It's just like very passively threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We can never do that. Dorian DeLorme for $5 Canadian said, the Lore Lodge, I was walking in the fields at the back of my school. Something using my voice tried to lure me into the woods. Great show, guys.
I like how the first like two thirds of that comment is utterly horrifying, and it's just great show, guys.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, but are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you made it out.
If you hear your own voice calling you from the woods, that's a pretty good indicator to not follow it. If you hear the voice of somebody you, I guess, you know. know and trust and love off in the woods, I would call that person first and ask if they're calling you from the woods.
It vaguely reminds me of, not that story, but what you were alluding to, the story of...
Call me alluring.
I mean, that should go without saying. what is that one story of the missing 411 case where the kid followed the other robot grandma into the cave?
There weren't names given for that, but that was Mount Shasta. That was, yes, Cappy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar with that
one. The other grandma.
Yep.
The other Cappy.
Rapid Cougar 3 set $32 down. Love that. Let's see, and then
India Cardona, who joined the membership thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
And that's it on the Super Chats for now.
Yeah, and we are past 8:30, so I'll snag
Oh, one more. What? You want to read that?
The Monkey King is like 7 levels of immortal and has removed his name from the Book of Death. Well, thank you, Rapid Cougar. Now I have a lot to think about. I guess I have to look into some stuff.
Thanks for making me want to look into how to get my name removed from the Book of Death.
Yeah, true. Any hints for the next Weird Bible? I literally don't know.
Yep.
I really... Go bug Wendigoon about it.
We are at the mercy of his schedule.
Yeah, we know he's very busy. They just shot a movie, and he's got content he's got to do. But yeah, no, we're in the dark on that one, too.
Yep.
Well,
I'm gonna shut this because my computer's almost dead.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's see. I can look through for a little bit and see if there's any.
We question. Got everything other than the.
Yeah, Vanita's manga review says, "Fathers, I crave cheddar."
Now you're gonna make me want to go eat the.
I mean, I like cheese personally. Yeah, Kat was telling me about the Greer.
I'm just gonna Greer kick.
He bought like $26 worth of cheese.
I mean, it was okay. It was a little expensive because it's nice cheese from Switzerland. So, like, you know, I wanted to try it, and it was very good. It was very good cheese, and I did not regret my purchase.
Ashley Miller just chimed in for 20 and said, "Hey, I'd love to help you guys media wise. We'd need to know what you mean by that. So, shoot an email to thelorelodge@gmail.com so we can check it out." Rapid Cougar 3 said, "I get sleeping to horror games like the game Tiny Bunny. That's sort of skinwalkery." You guys all scare me a little bit, if I'm being perfectly honest. But yeah, let me see if there's any anything in here. Oh, hi, Max. My girlfriend is hanging out in the chat. That's cute. Let's see. Where's yours? God, lame.
Don't ask me. Ask her. She has a busy life.
I know. I'm just screwing with you.
This is the only thing she does.
I'm just screwing with you. Sun Wukong. I'm scrolling back up. Yeah, maybe you just can't see pinned stuff on computer. Let's see. I'm not seeing many questions in here that weren't. Do you see any questions?
Mm-mm. Not that we haven't already covered.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Oh, somebody did ask if you've had any nightmares about the creature since seeing it. Any dreams?
Actually, yes. Quite a few, actually. Most of them were kind of just like, I want to say they were nightmares. Like, I wasn't like sleeping. Mm-hmm. I already have a hard time sleeping as it is. But like, I've definitely like had like flashbacks many times. I don't like going outside in the dark anymore because of it. Also,
yeah, it's understandable.
Anytime I go up on the mountain, it would be daytime anymore. Which now I don't even live there, so there's no way I'm around it anymore. But yeah, I've definitely like had like dreams about it a couple times and stuff, and mostly just like, I guess, PTSD, if that makes any sense. I don't know if it's PTSD or what.
That was actually the term that was used, but I didn't want to say PTSD just in case. Like, I didn't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I'd probably react the same way.
No, you know, I'd be terrified. Hell, the first night I watched the first 3 episodes of Chernobyl with my roommate, like a little over a year ago, I couldn't sleep that night, even though I was just in my normal bedroom in the same house as my 2, you know, buddies. And it's just like, nope, I'm going to die from radiation tonight. It's going to happen. So, like, if I saw that in real, no, there's no way. I wouldn't sleep for a week.
I don't even, like, watch horror movies anymore because of it. Like, anything that, like, makes, like, a loud sound like similar to that. No way.
Yeah. No. Understandably so, man.
Let's see. Did Veritas Equitas asks, did Wendigoon eat people for subs? No. Believe it or not, Wendigoon did not consume human flesh.
Well, if he had...
The Wendigo did, but Wendigoon is not a Wendigo.
I was going to say, if he...
Or if he is, he's very bad at hunting.
Yeah, we were two prime targets.
We were right in a house with him for days, yeah.
He could have absolutely just made us disappear.
Yeah, that's a good point that Mr. Autobot brought up, that you said Nevada, and I usually say Nevada.
Really?
I know, I say Nevada myself.
I think it's Nevada.
That's how I say
Nevada. Yeah, but you said Nevada, and it screwed with me, and I started saying Nevada, and I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, I always say Nevada.
It's Nevada. All right, let's see. With how much you talk about the family dying on the Sierra Nevada Trail of Hypothermia, will you do a dedicated video on it? Yeah, I could do that and wrap up the case. It was weird.
She just texted me about that.
Two blocks of fancy cheese.
It was good cheese. You know it. You had it. It was good. It was good cheese.
I spend good money for good cheese myself. I've tried good cheese. And blue cheese is the only one I don't like.
Fair. I tried, what was, I think it was goat cheese I tried, but it was on a burger. I didn't like it.
It could be good. To really quickly answer Dan Little 2010's thing, yeah, we can look into that. I just don't know if there's enough information out there to make a full YouTube video on it, but I could at the very least do like a TikTok summarizing it. I covered it pretty closely while it was going on. Alabama missing video. Did I forget about something?
Somebody said, have you experienced any of the stuff you research?
There's a couple of like ghost stories that I have. Not even monsters, but like there's the one from when me and my buddies were playing. If you ever played Infection, Halo, or Call of Duty, it's where one person starts out as it, and then every person they tag becomes also it, and then the last person standing wins. We were playing that, and there's a house in my old neighborhood that was right next to one of my best friend's houses that had been abandoned the entire time that we lived there, from like the time we had moved in, we were in kindergarten, first grade, and we always thought it was kind of creepy, just had bad vibes, and finally, we were like 17, and I was like, they're just bad vibes. I'm gonna go hide in the backyard of that house. Nobody will come find me. Figured I had it in the bag. All I had to do was sit there until the game ended. We took Manhunt very seriously back in the day. I'm sitting back there. As I walked back, there was a white plastic lawn chair just sitting in the back on the driveway. I went back, I see my buddy Tommy run past me on the other side of the hedge, and, he goes around the corner. I'm like, cool, I got it in the bag, nobody's coming. And over the, like, probably 15 minutes that I was sitting there, the temperature dropped, like, probably 10 degrees. But it was 10:30 at night, could have just been getting cooler. And then, without any gust of wind or anything, I heard something clatter behind me, and I turned around, and the lawn chair was about 10-15 feet away from where it had been when I walked over, and on its back. And I was like, my immediate thought was, oh, somebody's back here screwing with me. And I looked around and nobody was there. And then my second thought was, perhaps a ghost. Time to assert my dominance. And I yelled, F off at what I assumed was the ghost. And I swear by this to this day, I heard every single door in that house slam. Like, that is the one experience I've had where I'm like, yeah, that wasn't my imagination. There's no chance that didn't happen. This is something that I experienced. There was other weird stuff, like the lights in the basement of that house would be on. You could see through the, like, basement windows. They would be on. There was nobody living there. Like, nobody could have turned them on. Like, three or four families have moved in and out of that house since we went to college. I'm 25, you're 24. So, like, 7 years, they're not staying there long. I don't know if there's still people over there. Maybe I'll have to take a look at it. Somebody did ask why you guys didn't go back and investigate during the day, but I think they may just be late because you did say you went back at one point.
Yeah. We went back a couple weeks later, and it was actually a little ways up the mountain, more so than where we actually were. But we were still like very close by, and we did go in the daytime, and we waited till night as well, because we technically just went camping up there.
Yeah, it's.
But, did you do the Sierra Nevada one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of people also don't realize that, like, you know, just because you see something in one spot once doesn't mean it's going to be there when you go back. You know, it's there have been a few times where we've gone and looked for something and just like found nothing. So
see, and I think like the spot that it was, if it was anything that was like, you know, wild or something like that, like I think just the area that it was in was just kind of weird, because it was still like the waterfalls themselves are like tucked into the mountain, the entire area. It's one of the county parks and stuff, so it's definitely like not near town. But like it's close enough to town that it's like a little bit weird, because it was like at the base of the mountain, still kind of tucked up in trees and stuff. It was very weird. And I actually have been back up there at the falls multiple times, only in the daytime anymore, but I've gone up just to kind of like look around to see if I can see anything. But ever since, it's just been other people hiking, like nothing else like that.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna wrap this up, because it's getting late. And these AirPods are probably going to die soon. we usually, if it's just the two of us, don't have headphones in. And if we have a guest, then we used to have a wired headphone splitter. I can't find it, though. But Rap Cougar 3 said, I go for overnight walks from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m. and listen to yous, as in us.
Mm-hmm.
6 p.m. to 10 a.m.? Do you mean 10 p.m.? Otherwise, that's a really long walk.
Good endurance.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Mr. Autobot said it's Nevada.
Another person down lower. That
Pan's Girl Tink
said something about Nevada.
Are you from the north? Because I'm from the north, and I say Nevada. So.
Yeah, there is. We all pronounce Nevada how Mattis usually does. Also, I guess we have Tahoe Tessie, but we have to share it with California. Unfortunate to have to share anything with California, really. But yeah, it's we're from Pennsylvania, so we're.
Oh, both of you guys?
Yeah, we're both Philadelphia area. Yeah. It's always been Nevada to me.
Yeah, I've only ever heard of Nevada for whatever reason. Or at least majority Nevada, but yeah, I guess I'm wrong.
Dorian Delorme says, lol, yeah, I noticed my message was messed up right after I sent it, but it was too late to, and yes, I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Good.
All right. Well, I think that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you guys so much for watching. I think that was a record peak tonight at 600.
Oh,
something.
Yeah.
It was like 670 something.
Yeah.
So that was really cool to see, like how many live viewers we're getting. So, you know, thank you so much for hanging out. Isaiah, thanks for being on here. You can find him at Isaiah_Harris_333 on TikTok. You know, is there anything else you want us to let people know?
Yeah, if you guys want to check out the video, it is on my TikTok. It's pinned. It should be one of the first three that you guys see down there, if you guys want to check it out. But otherwise, I just want to say thank you guys for having me. And
I really
appreciated just being able to learn a little bit more about what I could have encountered. So thank you guys.
Thank you for coming on. Thanks for sharing your story. And, you know, we're excited to look into some of those missing persons cases, because that's a pretty significant cluster of missing people.
Yeah, absolutely. Recently. Yeah. Just if you want to, like, let me know what you guys find. I'm super interested in all
that.
No,
for sure.
I love everything that you guys do. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, man.
Thank you guys. Have a wonderful night.
Bye.